Beach Day by Living, Loving, Laughing. Brought to you by ClaireWade.com. You wake to find that your private yacht is anchored just a short distance away from a tropical island. From your cabin window, you can see the golden sand and green palm trees, just waiting to be explored. Today, you are going to take the small inflatable boat to the island and relax on the beach. Coming onto the deck, you see that the captain has already lowered the boat into the water and is now getting ready to sail it. All you need to do is climb down the ladder and join him. The metal is warm beneath your hands and you know it's going to be a hot day, but the palm trees will offer some welcome shade once you reach the island, and you can always go into the sea for a swim. You step down into the boat and instantly feel it bob up and down beneath you in a slightly unsettling way. You spread your arms to keep your balance, and the captain puts out a hand to help steady you. You adjust your balance until you are standing comfortably, and then make your way across to the side of the boat with only a small wobble. You perch on the edge of the inflatable craft, holding onto a rope handle. Looking over the side, you can't resist leaning over and trailing your hand in the ocean. You flick the drops of salt water onto your face. It's so refreshing on this hot day. The waves make the boat rock and you feel like you're really at sea, in a way you haven't felt on the yacht because it's so large and stable. The motion is soothing though, and you find yourself relaxing as you stare out at the green and gold of the nearby island. It'll be so nice to have a day on the beach. The captain is moving around the boat, checking that everything is ready, before he goes to the back, or stern, and unties the rope that moors you to the yacht. He settles himself by the propeller and pulls on the cord to start the small engine, and with a throaty rumble, it comes to life, giving out a faint scent of petrol, and then you're off. He steers you away from the yacht, the engine just a quiet hum, but then he cranks up the speed and the boat seems to fly over the tops of the waves. At times the boat hits a large wave and lifts off slightly, bouncing you up and down. You cling tightly to the handle, making sure you don't end up with an unplanned dip in the ocean. The wind whips past you, carrying with it the scent of salt and sea. You laugh with exhilaration. You feel so alive and free. The island is getting closer and closer. You can see the golden beach stretching out in front of you, with no sign of other people. This will be the perfect retreat from the world, somewhere you can relax and enjoy the peace. As you get closer to the shore, the captain slows the engine until you're just a few meters away. Then he stops the motor and lifts the propeller into the boat, allowing the waves to carry you onto the beach. The boat floats onto the sand and comes to a gentle stop. Now you can clearly see the pure golden sand of the beach, which looks almost white up close. It stretches out in either direction. There's a small wooden hut that will be a perfect place to escape the midday heat. The beach is surrounded by palm trees, so lush and green that this feels like your own private paradise. The captain climbs out and you follow suit, stepping down onto the cool, wet sand and feeling the tips of the waves lapping at your bare feet. You take a few steps away from the water, leaving behind perfect imprints as you head towards the warmer, drier sand. You sink into it slightly and feel the grain slipping and sliding beneath you as you walk towards the shelter. As you approach, you realise this is far more than just a beach hut. There's a small balcony with a table and chair, perfect for you to sit and enjoy your lunch on. Opening the door, you see that there's a complete suite inside with a miniature kitchen, bathroom and bedroom. Sitting down on the large double bed, you can look out through the windows and down to the ocean. There's a bookcase to one side of the room, full of books you've been meaning to read for ages. Today will be a great chance to catch up and relax in the sun with a good story. The captain has followed you in and takes a wicker hamper into the kitchen. He leaves it in the fridge for you to unpack later. He tells you he'll be leaving you to explore, but that he can pick you up again whenever you're ready to return to the boat. You follow him outside and watch him head back to the boat. You give him a final wave before turning to enjoy a wander down the beach. You stop to examine abandoned pieces of driftwood, twisted in curled, gnarling shapes. The sand is scattered with creamy white shells, unusual shaped stones and pieces of smooth sea glass. You gather up the prettiest ones, the ones that seem to jump out at you, and put some into your pockets, while a couple of pieces you keep in your hand, rubbing your fingers back and forth across the smooth surface as you walk. You can't resist going back down to the shoreline and standing with your feet in the cool water. The waves are very gentle, lapping in and out with a steady, repetitive motion. The sound of the water coming in is so peaceful, it's the perfect background noise. You look out to sea and focus on the pure blue horizon. You're unable to make out exactly where the sky and sea meet. The sun is warm and you take in several deep, steadying breaths, enjoying the tranquility of your oasis. You could stay here forever. Turning back to the hut, you notice that to one side of it is a hammock strung between two palm trees. You walk across and sink down into it. You shift your weight until you find a spot in the centre that feels steady. The hammock swings gently as you settle yourself, and you relax into the soothing motion. It's the perfect place to enjoy the sun, sea, and sand. Enjoy the rest of your day here on the beach. You can relax in the sun, explore the beach, or go for a swim. Your kitchen is stocked and you can spend the night in the hut or return to your yacht. The choice is yours.